And Pat?
Pat, take us through the goal. And it seemed like you guys are waiting to make sure that that one wasn't called back. It was a little kind of a waiting game there as well.
Yeah, it was a good forecheck. We got on the forecheck hard, and Bogo just threw the puck to the net. It kind of took a weird bounce, and I was kind of following the puck and got a nice little stick on it, nice little backspin on it, and went in. But obviously, I was looking at the Jumbotron to make sure. But right when I saw it, I knew it wasn't a high stick. So just a good effort all around on the forecheck and just getting pucks and, you know, finding the puck.
Like the way this game is going, the two overturned goals, did you have a feeling that it was going to take kind of a greasy, dirty goal like that to get something across?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you hit a little bit of adversity there, you know, with the netting and then with the face-off play there, just got to, you know, we talked about it, just got to stick with it. You know, we were in a good position going to third period, 0-0 game. We still had an opportunity to win. And, you know, we just had to find a way to squeak one by him, and we did. And then, obviously, it was an ugly goal, but, you know, that's playoff hockey for you.
Alex, you've seen Bassi play a lot of games, you've played with him, but what is it about series clinching games that he just raises to another level? It's now 6 shutouts in 7 games.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I think, you know, when we look back and when we're older, that's going to be something that stays there for a long time. I mean, it's pretty cool to play with a player that I think will go down as one of the best goalies that's ever played the game. I think, you know, that's how you kind of gauge players, is how they perform in big time games, and he's been nothing but tremendous in these games.
Alex, he makes 49 saves, but you guys are blocking shots at a ridiculous amount. How important is that?
It's hugely important. I think, you know, when you look back on the series, I think there's a couple of goals that would have, you know, we'd like to think Vassy would have been there, but they were open nets where, you know, I think Cerny had one, McDonough has one. Huge points in the game where, you know, momentum can go either way, and those block shots are huge. You see guys coming in and out of the locker room, putting their bodies on the lines. It's great for our team, and it lifts guys up.
Alex, I think you said earlier in the season, and maybe day one, that you felt that as long as you have number 88 in net, that you guys would have a chance. You know? I mean, how much confidence do you guys get from him, not just throughout the whole season, but in moments like this where they're the biggest moments, I guess?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think tonight's workload was a little bit much in the sense that they did get a lot of shots. They played well. We'll give them credit. Like I said, whenever you have him, you always have a chance. And I think, you know, we're getting better as the Toronto series went on. We got better. We got a little bit better against Florida. You know, maybe not our best game, but like I said, when you have 88, you always have a chance. So,
Pat, I'm not a math teacher, but I think that's your 14th consecutive series win from St. Louis to here. Is that right?
Yeah, I just found that out today. I mean, listen, I'm fortunate to play with, you know, two really good teams the last few years. And but this team has been very impressive. The way we compete, the way we stick in there every game, we're never out of it. And like you just touched on, we're warriors. I mean, blocking shots, whatever it takes, and the teams that do that just find a way. And like I said, it's been tremendous to watch what we've been through the last few years, and it's unbelievable to be a part of it. So, but yeah, it's just good teams, and you know, teams that find a way, and you know, Tampa Bay has been unbelievable with that.
Alex, I know that you're only halfway to what you want to go with this year, but you guys have won 10 straight series, only the third team that has ever done that. We talked a lot about history that you guys have made and you're trying to make again, but just 10 straight wins, how hard is that to kind of do, especially in this day and age?
Yeah, I mean, 12 would sound even better with it. It's impressive. I know Coop mentioned that, and then Patty has 14, so he's got the one up. But it's special to be a part of this group. Like I said with Vassy, I think there's a lot of players in this team that'll go down as some pretty good players, Hall of Fame players. So I'm just happy to be a part of it, to be honest.
Considering the way your penalty kill played all series, like, you know, almost fitting you to close it out with a one like that. What was that like for that moment?
Yeah, it's always nerve-wracking because you know they're going to pull their goalie. They're going to have two extra guys out there. In those situations, you know you're going to have to block shots just because they're going to get everything to the net. We did a good job. I think the whole series we did a good job with the PK. That's been getting better as series have gone along as well. So hopefully we can continue with our PK in that sense.
Stammer was talking about, you know, when you get those two goals pulled off the board, you could think maybe, hey, that's going to be one of those nights. But does it say a lot about the character of this team that you guys didn't flinch after that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just obviously it's a bit frustrating in the moment because it's taking forever. We're trying to figure out if it is a goal, if it's not a goal. But, you know, we talked about on the bench, hey, if it's not, we just got to stick with it. You know, we had a good 6 minutes there in the second period where we had some pressure, we had some opportunities, and we were getting rewarded. Unfortunately, you know, obviously Killer would have liked that goal, but it's one of those things where for our team, when adversity hits, we seem to find a way. And that's a good sign, especially at this time of the year. So it's can't control it. You know, when you're in that moment, you can't really control what's going to happen. So you got to stick with it, grind through it, and, you know, hopefully we get the next one.
Are you surprised or impressed that, I mean, you hold a team that averaged 4 goals per game while you're 3 goals in the series? How impressive is that?
Killer touchdown. Just block shots. I mean, you know, when you're doing that and then you have to go through 88 too, I mean, it's hard. And it's frustrating on teams when you're clogging up the middle and guys are eating pucks and guys are finding a way. But yeah, we obviously did our scouting and we found a way to limit their high power offense. Tonight they brought it. Tonight we were kind of on our heels a little bit. We kind of, I would say, dip our toe in the water a little bit in the first couple periods there. But like I said, we stuck with it, we grinded through it. And, you know, Vassy made some unbelievable saves and, you know, some key kills at the right time, especially at that last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You know, guys are laying out there. I think Sergachev was in the back of the net there blocking shots. So, I mean, it just got to continue that. I mean, that's playoff hockey, and you have to do that moving forward if you want to keep moving forward in the playoffs.
And, Pat, building off of that, just what does it mean to have an extended break here after this sweep and rest your guys and bodies?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long few years for us, so it's going to be nice to, you know, take a couple days here. But again, we got to stay focused. We got to stay on top of it. We got to come out and practice hard. And, you know, whoever we're going to play, we got to find a way here. So, you know, take the time now. But when we put our gear back on and comes practice time, we got to gear ourselves up and be ready.
Good. Thank you, guys.